Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I have some folded up paper here for you. I don't know if you noticed, but we have a little theme going this morning about belief. And one of the things that we do every time we have a service, we repeat, "This we believe." We make statements of, "This is how we see the world, and this is how we live in that world, and our actions guide us through it." And I think most of you know, I'm a little bit nerdy, you know.
Yeah.
No, but I am. I can't help myself. So when I was a little kid, I kept getting, like, I'd go, "Well, what does this mean? What does that mean?" And my mom or dad would go, "Go look it up. Go to the dictionary." So that's what I do. And I go, "What is belief?" And I came to a shortcut for it. Belief is just a thought that you keep thinking. It's not writ in stone. Well, Moses' was, but most of us hold beliefs that we get. We get them as we get sort of inculcated into society. Our parents give us their beliefs. And if we don't follow their beliefs, there's like trouble ahead, you know, until we can get to a point where we can say for ourselves, "Do I believe this? Do I want to continue thinking that thought?" But many times we end up with beliefs that we can't even see that we're holding. And if we want to know what we believe, many times it's really good to look at your actions, because beliefs are always true. And if you can get that in, beliefs are always true. Evidence always shows up to support your beliefs. So when you think about what a belief is, it's a thought and plus energy and focus. And when you get energy and focus and thought combined, you will end up with a belief, and that belief will lead on to things demonstrating or appearing to confirm or allow you to continue that belief. Now, so it's useless to ask if a belief is true or not. It's always going to show up as true. Just accept it. At least I have to accept it. What I then have to ask myself, and maybe you can help me with this thinking, but what I then have to ask myself, is this belief useful? That's a more reasonable thing in my life to ask myself. Is it useful? Is it leading me to a better quality of life? Is it leading me to a life that is more filled with ease, grace, prosperity, well-being, friendships, all of the things that we say that we want to have a fulfilled life? That is the question I ask about my beliefs. Are they useful? Am I having beliefs rolling around in my head that are bringing me the things that I say I don't want? Because your beliefs will always bring you what you expect. Not what you ask for verbally out of your mouth, but what you actually expect. And what we get from our expectations are based on how we think about the experience we are having in this life, our beliefs. Okay, so The other thing that I've learned is that thoughts are things. Thoughts have their own energy. I look at them as like those little bubble things that are up above people's heads in cartoons and things. They have their own reality, if you will. You can think them like you're blowing a bubble. And they go out and they float around and they go over to you and they go ping. And you go, oh, I just had this thought. Oh, I think I'll believe this. And we're going, did I think that up? Or did it just sort of float its way over to me and I just happened to have a receptor available for it? And so I took it on. And then I said, it's my belief. And it may not be true for you, but it might be useful for the moment. And so you can say, I'll take that belief. And when I got to the point of understanding that sometimes the thoughts that I'm thinking aren't even my own, they are someone else's that I've decided to let reside in my life, then I can look at my beliefs more clearly. Are these thoughts useful for me? Or are they really making me move in a direction other than the one that I state that I choose to go in? So, we're going to always manifest, always, at the level of the belief. If you can rev it up, if you can get your frequency up, if you can really put that in your head in a way that it's automatic, you're going to manifest at the level that you're holding that belief. If I were to say, I'm going to drive a Tesla in 12 months, and every day I get up and I say that, I will go into a parking garage and there at the electric plug-in thing, there'll be a Tesla. I'll be driving down the road and a Tesla will come zooming past me and things. It starts showing up. It's just like when you buy a new car. Suddenly all the cars on the road look like your car because that's your belief. You're manifesting your new car. And beliefs are mutable. You can keep them. You can leave them. You can throw them back. You can reel them back in. You can shift them. You can change them. You can mold them in different ways. They're mutable. The thing is that they are always reflective of our thoughts. If you think differently, your beliefs are going to change. So we get up on Sunday morning and we say, this we believe. And we go right on down through it. Now, in my profession, we have a similar thing of, you know, first do no harm, don't kill anybody, you know, things like that. But then we talk about making the world a better place, and form and fit and utility all go together. Those are beliefs in my field, in my chosen profession. And when I don't adhere to them, well, I could design a chicken coop. And you said, no, I wanted a brand new school. And I go, no, you want a chicken coop. My belief is that you should have a chicken coop, you know? And so then we have tug of war with beliefs. So we either meld beliefs, one becomes dominant, or we discard them. Basically, that's what happens. And by doing those things, we have to come to a place eventually of saying, if I want to change the belief that I hold, who do I have to become to hold that new belief and to have it demonstrate evidence in my life of its existence and utility, who do I have to become? We can't just take them and slap them on like applique. We have to understand that these thoughts are going to change who we are. These beliefs are going to change how we behave. These thoughts are going to change what we see in our world. So, who do we have to become to hold new beliefs? And we're like cruise ships. We can't just, well, some of us are sports cars, but I'm a cruise ship. And so when I am changing beliefs, which I know are mutable, so I can go, I think a new thought today. I will borrow that phrase, as a man thinketh, or borrow the phrase, guard your heart. Yeah. And I am going to change a belief. Well, I'm a cruise ship, so I can't like turn on a dime, incorporate the new belief. I have to go through repetition, think that I'm on that cruise ship going to the Bahamas and I'm going to get off at Nassau and I'm going to have a new experience when I get there. And it is changing direction. I'm changing direction. I've learned I'm a cruise ship. Some of you, I can tell, are sports cars. And that's great. That's fine. It's whatever works for you. And the thing is, we become new. Renewed, reborn, whatever. We change our beliefs, and that's what happens for us. So to change a belief, you kind of have to make peace with the past. You can't haul the past into the new belief. It's not useful in the new way of being. So you have to find a way to release it, not focus on it, not wrestle with it, not do that, whatever that story was in the Bible where there was a strong man that wrestled with, for all night long and stuff. We don't need that. We don't need to do that, but we do need to accept that we've had that experience, that we've had some good come from that experience, no matter how painful, no matter how prolonged, it has changed us. But if we don't want to live in that manner anymore, we have to change our belief and go and grow toward becoming new. So we have to make peace with the past and at the same time think forward. If we're going to change our belief, we have to think forward. And you have to, I'll repeat the Bible, you have to have faith in things not seen. You have to believe in the existence of something before you see it. You have to understand that what you are doing and thinking will make it become realized in your experience. You have to think forward. And always understand living beliefs are an outpicturing of who we are becoming or who we've become. And the last thing that I think of when I'm changing a belief is that the universe always goes from Alpha to Omega. You're going to have that belief until that belief ends its utility in your life. You may not have made it happen yourself. You know, it may not be an independent thing or what you think is an independent thing that you are incorporating into your being. But once it's there, it's going to go all the way through until it's of no use to you any longer. example that's not really, really good for this, but true, are people who commit unlawful acts. If you really sit down and talk to them when they're just in the midst of it or just finished with it or just arrested or whatever, you will find that as they were doing it, they thought it was okay. They thought that what they were doing was okay until they run smack up into the beliefs that a whole bunch of other people hold that say, that's not good. You can't take my Tesla out of my yard and drive it around and wreck it and then think, she'll get another one. It's okay what I did. No, I'm going to put you in jail. You have violated a useful belief. So, our beliefs are always going to run until they are no longer useful. And change is our only constant in life. So, you know you're not the same person you were at 14. I know I'm not the same person I was when I was 4. What happened? I gained more life experience and my beliefs changed, and the outpicturing of it happened. So I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite stories. It's about me. All my favorite stories are about me. It's the only thing I can really talk about with any level of expertise. I had been studying metaphysics for about, 3-4 years, when I said, I'm going back to school. I'm going to become an architect. Now, when that happened, when I made that decision to change the belief of who I am and what I could become, I was living in a teepee in a nature preserve. And I said, and I'm going to one of the top schools in the land because I know that I don't ever want to start at the bottom. I'm going to be way in my 30s, pushing 40 by the time I get licensed. It's a long trek. It's about 10 years to become an architect. It's a long trek. And I'm sitting there and I said, well, I need to go to Tarbox Cemetery. Every time I make a change, major change, I go out to Tarbox Cemetery. Tarbox Cemetery sits on a bluff. And across the road from it, across Tarbox Cemetery Road, is an Indian burial mound. So these two different cultures thought that this environment was really good. Let's put the dead folks there. And so when I'm moving towards something new, I go talk to the ancestors. I go talk to folks I never even met and say, what do you think? So I'm sitting there in Tarbox Cemetery in my little Toyota Tercel, blasting this gospel singer named Sarah Jordan Powell, and she's singing, I won't turn back, I won't turn back. My heart is fixed, my mind is made up, and I won't turn back. Now this is rocking, it's rocking. And I'm sitting there and I'm looking at people's headstones, and sometimes they have a little brief thing about their life, sometimes they don't. But I'm looking at that and going, this is all I can do. I can only change me. And they're giving me some hints about what they did. And maybe there are some folks out here who didn't do and didn't heed their inner voice. And I need to have that decision become my belief of who I am and let it unfold into who I can become. So I was sitting there going, Spirit, you got to give me a sign. I always ask for a sign. I don't care if it's a breadcrumb. I just need a sign. Just give me a sign, okay? Give me a sign. And then I hear this happening over in the weeds. And I'm like, Spirit, I'm not Moses. I'm not Moses. Please, I'm not Moses. And then out of the weeds burst like 6 or 7 little pink piggies. You know, they're like, you know, piggies. You know, they're 18 inches long, and, you know, they're running at top speed. And if you look at a pig when they've gotten away with something, they're smiling. You know, they're like, oh, hey, and they're running. And I looked at it, and I said, pigs? Pigs are my sign? Okay. So I left Tarbox Cemetery, and I went and found a little pig keychain, because I need to remember that decision. I need a touchstone. We have touchstones. Those piggies were my touchstone. And the more I learned about them, the more impressed I became. They're really, really smart, very intelligent beings. And when they came out of that brush, they were moving at high speed. They were like, pew! And I said, okay, I need to move at high speed. I'm used to the cruise ship, but I need to become a sports car now. I need to just say yes and go for it. And being able to use that symbol and that thought helped me change the belief of who I am and what I could become. So I hope that some of this is useful to you as you think about your own beliefs, as you think about who you are, how you want to be, who you are coming to be. Because we're always becoming. And may it just help you. Because I'm changing beliefs about myself right now, and I just wanted to share it with you. So thank you for listening.
Thank you.